All right, well, we're sitting here today at the 2016 Oklahoma Wheat Review here in El Reno, talking to Dr. Brett Carver, Regents Professor and Wheat Genetics Chair in Agriculture at OSU. Dr. Carver, tell us a little bit what you're talking about today.
I'm going to go over some of the things that influenced our selection decisions this year, and we had quite a few that really separated, you know, some good lines from some not so good lines that we thought had some real good potential. And basically, as everybody would expect, Stripe Rust led that list. And it was Stripe Rust, not necessarily when we would expect to see Stripe Rust in April, but early Stripe Rust infection. We don't normally get that kind of infection, that kind of, at least that time of the year. So I was able to, with the help of Dr. Hunger and the weed improvement team, we were able to sort through our material, figure out what's the best for that timing of infection, not just the kind of infection or the races that are presented. Also freezes, leaf rust. Haven't seen leaf rust to the extent we saw it this year since 2009 or 10.
Okay.
So that was quite a change. And then straw strength. You know, we had yields up there high enough where we could challenge that straw a little bit more than we normally do. And I feel like we've made some real progress there. I'm going to talk about some experimental lines that have good straw strength.
Great. What are some of those experiments that you've been working on?
Well, it's a little difficult to go through them off memory because there are so many.
Right.
And so the way I do it and the way I'm going to do it in just a moment is I like to group things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got a clear field focus.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an experimental that we'd like to see take the place of double stop down the road. We also have an experimental that will take the place of double stop seed because it's a selection from double stop.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, that seed, I think, will provide a more uniform crop than what we see with double stop, everything else being the same, maybe higher yield.
Right.
So double stop in Clearfield, we've got a pretty good lineup there. We even have a lineup on beardless.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard us talk much about beardless lately, but right now there's four experimentals and there could be more that we're thinking about there. All around purpose, all purpose hard red winter wheat, about three or four that involve some parentages that I haven't talked about much in the past. Of course, TAM 303, that's in Bentley, and that's also showing up again. But OK Bullet, we haven't heard from that in a while. Shocker, an old wheat variety from a private company that has shown up in one of our pedigrees of experimental lines. And Billings, it's in several different classes, not just our all-purpose Harvard winner, but I think another class that is starting to emerge as being stellar in wheat quality, in use quality, functionality of the grain in terms of bread baking.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to siphon off a part of that pipeline and say, okay, this we think is really meant for top-end quality. Billings is a parent that's contributing to those experimentals in that group.
And you touched a little bit on Bentley and Double Stop. Some of the other varieties out there, I heard a lot of things today about Ruby Lee. What are your takes on that?
Nothing really has changed about Ruby Lee, the good or the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad is, of course, it never has had very good resistance to stripe rust. It sure didn't have it in 2016 like it didn't in 2015. So as long as it's protected, you still had that yield potential that's bred into that variety, which I think is outstanding. It also makes a very good grazing wheat.
Uh-huh.
It has good recovery from grazing, makes a good pasture for the fall. I think it's one of the better grazing wheats out there, but if you're really counting on a grain crop, yeah, and you think stripe rust is around, not necessarily leaf rust, but stripe rust, a fungicide is definitely in the order.
And y'all have been advocating a lot today about two applications of fungicide. You're seeing a lot of good results out of that.
Yeah, and I guess fortunately as a breeder, I don't necessarily have to get involved in that because it's on the breeding side, I'm avoiding the fungicides. We're trying to make that environment as rough and tough as possible. So we don't put the fungicides out there, but I am watching what's going on in extension to promote that message because I fully support it. Any help that we can get to combat what Mother Nature gives us, hey, I'll take on top of that genetics.
Absolutely.
But we've got to make that genetics as good as possible.
And so having all the data coming in this year for what all the test plots going on, what are some of your goals for next year as we come into this new crop for 2017?
I'd like to see some replacements eventually for our varieties like, and heaven forbid to say it, but Gallagher and Iba. I mean, they're stalwarts in our program, in our production ag across the state in terms of wheat production. But I think we can do better. And I have my sights set on a couple of experimentals that I think will exceed the yield level that we're seeing in Gallagher and Iba.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already mentioned Double Stop as well.
Right. All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, talking with Dr. Brett Carver with OSU. Dr. Carver, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you. Mm-hmm.